I'm Dr. TJ. With me, as always, is Aaron.
Hi.
On the ball, Aaron, always saying hi. Yep. So talkative. So talkative. Today, we got a really good show. Today, we're going to talk about thyroid medication. We're actually going to talk about the pros and cons. We're going to talk about, you know, why thyroid medication is many, many times necessary. And then we're also going to talk about three reasons why, if we get to three, some reasons, or maybe four or five, some reasons why your thyroid medication may not be working. So we talk a lot on this show about thyroid, and you know, we've prefaced several of our thyroid shows like this. We talk about this a lot because this is what we get a lot of questions regarding.
Right.
And you know, these are some of our more popular topics and podcasts, and so we, you know, give the people what they want, right?
Right.
So,
well, trying to answer questions, and you know, your thyroid working properly affects so much in your body. So
right.
It is extremely important, and there are so many people who have thyroid issues or have been told they have thyroid issues or have been told they don't have thyroid issues and actually do.
Right.
So, I mean, there's just so many.
Or they've been told they need a medication. They absolutely don't want to take the medication. But then when we really get down to it, they actually need the medication. But no one can explain to them why. They just say, here, you have to take this.
Right.
And
or
no
they've
one
been
takes
on a
time.
Medication for a long time and it's never done any good and they don't need the medication. I mean, there's just so many variances of how this can all go together. So it
right.
just, you know. We're going to try to break down thyroid medication today so we can kind of talk about, you know, the good parts about it and, you know, some things to be cognizant of was, you know, if you do end up taking it.
Right. So we talk a lot on this show about, you know, natural ways of doing things. I mean, that's the Institute of Natural Health. We're trying to do this stuff without medications whenever necessary.
Possible.
Or whenever possible, rather. And so, you know, one of the big things with using pharmaceuticals, you know, we talk about them, why they're, you know, often misused, but when they're necessary, I don't have any issues with them if they meet some very specific criteria. Things like, does the medication actually work? That's a big one. Does it do more good than it does harm in the long run? That is very critical. And third, are there no other non-drug alternatives out there to try?
That have the same effect.
Right, has the same effect. That's exactly right.
There are, you know, our entire clinic is built on the fact that we want to make people as healthy as possible. So we are not going to give someone, you know, a pharmaceutical medication if it's not going to do them good over a long period of time. You know, if they're, it will do, you know, more long-term damage than it will, you know, with them not being on the medication. But on top of that, I think it's important to point out that we're also not going to stick with only natural treatments when what actually is going to help you is a medication. And
right.
there are times when that's necessary. And I think that's what really sets, you know, our clinic apart. And that's where I really saw a need for, you know, from the general public, because, you know, going through these issues myself, I'm like, I don't feel like I should be the one who has to choose whether I go to conventional medicine and get a pharmaceutical or I go alternative medicine. And then I don't have that, you know, the ability to, you know, get a prescription.
Right.
It's, I just want whatever works. I mean, right. And if that's natural, great. If it's not natural, then just fix me. You know?
She's been on this roller coaster, ladies and gentlemen, if you couldn't tell.
Right. And I think so many people are on, you know, I mean, are in the same boat where they're all for whatever's natural if it's going to actually fix them. But we also don't want to stay feeling miserable, right?
Right.
So, I mean, the bottom line is that there are times when a thyroid medication is going to be necessary.
Right. And thyroid meds, for the most part, meet the criteria that are really critical to whether or not we'll actually use the medication and prescribe it at the Institute. I mean, that's just one of those things. I mean, if your TSH, your thyroid stimulating hormone, is elevated, it's screaming that your body is not producing enough thyroid hormone to meet the needs that your body is. And I say producing. It could be a conversion issue. There are lots of reasons for this, but if it's really elevated, there's a reason, and this thing needs to be calmed down because that's your body's overworking at something that it doesn't need to overwork for. And it can you sometimes need a crutch, right? So it's thyroid hormone. We've talked about it before. It's very important for proper functioning of the body. It regulates basically all of your metabolism. And I mean, the benefits of replacing thyroid hormone far, 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 far outweigh any potential side effects of the medication itself, right? Every cell in the body has a receptor for thyroid hormone. It's responsible for very basic, fundamental aspects of our body's physiology. That's what it does. It helps set our basal metabolic rate. If your metabolism is off, your thyroid hormone is off. If your thyroid hormone is off, your metabolism is off. It works both ways. This is a two-way street here. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I just want to, you had said before that thyroid hormone's so important, you know, that the, you know, we want it to be functioning properly. And so that the benefits of medication far outweigh the potential side effects.
Right.
I just want to expand on that because that doesn't mean, you know, I don't want people hearing this to be like, oh, okay, so I am supposed to be on a thyroid hormone? Possibly. And a lot of times the answer is yes in the short term.
Yeah. If it's actually a thyroid issue, because many times it's not the thyroid.
And so it's not that, you know, again, it's not that we're saying yes, thyroid medication or no thyroid medication, because it totally depends on the person. And very rarely when someone needs thyroid medication, that can't be the end of the road.
Right.
I mean, that's never, I mean,
your body should be able to make it.
Right.
Let's give you this in the meantime until your body's able to make it. It's like training
and
wheels.
And then let's fix it.
Right?
Yeah,
you're teaching your kid to ride a bicycle. You don't throw them on two wheels all at once and say, here you go, and good luck, you know, and they break their arm 16 times trying to learn how to ride a bicycle. They're going to quit trying to ride the bicycle. You put the training wheels on there so their body's able to stay upright until their nervous system and the rest of them gets it all together to where you can take those training wheels off and they can actually ride that bike on their own.
Right.
That's what thyroid medication does for the thyroid. It's training wheels for you to get your body in balance, get your body fixed. So then when we decide, okay, well, it's, you know, we think your thyroid's functioning the way it's supposed to. Your labs indicate this and your symptomatology is this and you're telling us these things. And then we can take those training wheels off and guess what? Your thyroid's working again, just like it's supposed to.
But that only works when you've got someone on your team, when you're figuring out what the problems are. Because it's
right.
Generally...
If your doctor's blaming everything that you have on the fact that you have a thyroid problem, you're in the wrong office.
Right.
Run. Go somewhere else where they're not saying, oh, well, it's just your thyroid.
Because they're basically putting training wheels on you and then just saying, okay, go through life. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
You know, you're not...
And they're putting you in the box. We've talked on this show over and over again. Doctors like to put people in boxes. If you go to a doctor and they put you in the thyroid box or the depression box, they're going to try to blame everything that goes wrong with you on the fact that you have a thyroid issue or depression or whatever other condition they've put you, whatever box they've put you in associated with that. And there are so many symptoms associated with thyroid dysfunction that they can fit dang near anything. Until you actually have a heart attack, they're going to basically put everything into, well, it's just your thyroid, and then you have a heart attack that could have been prevented because it was all these other things. It really wasn't the thyroid, but they're just saying, oh, no, it's just your thyroid. It's just your thyroid. I mean, that's
right.
A sort of example.
So let's increase your medication,
yeah.
Or let's, you know, switch your medication, or, I mean, that's all it is.
Right. It's just a back and it's just it's
and that's
frustrating.
Where people get so frustrated, and that's why so many people end up in our office and they're just, you know, like we said before, they're saying, why didn't anyone ever tell me this?
Right.
You know, why have I gone years feeling miserable,
right,
and no one even acted like there was any sort of way to fix it?
And the explanation is literally 5 minutes in a drawing and then, you know, about 4 minutes and 50 seconds through the drawing, you hear this knock, this, and what that is their jaw hitting the floor or the table saying, how come no one bothered to tell me this? This is so simple, yet no one explains it like this. I'm like, well, yes, I'm sorry, but that's how simple it really truly can be. Now, the physiologic complexes are are much more complex than that. The physiologic processes are very complex in what's going on, but it can be explained very simply and very easy for anyone to understand. And that's what's frustrating about it too for me, is that so many people are just getting all this misinformation. But anyway, like we were saying, every receptor has in the body has a, or every cell in the body has a receptor for thyroid hormone. And that basically controls your metabolic rate. And so we've got to keep that under control. So when thyroid hormones are low, we have an entire long list of things that can go wrong when we have to, when we're dealing with this. So there's this whole list of symptoms that happen. So we've got to take a break. And when we come back from that, we're going to get into, things that can go wrong when thyroid hormones are low. You're listening to Wellness 101. If you're just tuning in today, we're talking about thyroid medication. We're talking about kind of pros and cons of thyroid medication. We're kind of going through the pros of why thyroid medication may be necessary and how it can serve a very useful purpose. And right before the break, we were talking about, I said that there's a lot of things that can go wrong when your thyroid hormones are low. And so using a thyroid medication can help to reverse some of this stuff in the short term until someone like us is actually able to get your whole system restarted and turned around and going back in the right direction, to get you functioning the way that you're supposed to be and getting all your systems operating at optimal levels. So some of the things that can go wrong when your thyroid hormones are low is like decreased energy production, right? Metabolism is down, so you're not able to make energy, so you're going to be tired. Bone quality suffers, so you can have an increase in the number of fractures that you have because your bone quality goes down. Cholesterol goes up. That's a big one. If I see a woman comes in and their primary complaint is that their cholesterol is high, one of the first things I'm going right after is, what's your thyroid function? My guess is that no one ever checked, or I don't have to worry about it because they say, oh, well, I take thyroid meds. I take levothyroxine, or I take Synthroid or something. That's almost without fail. Phase two detoxification is another one that gets messed up. It's how your liver, so there's different phases of detoxification with your liver. And phase two can really get messed up when thyroid hormones aren't working well. Your blood sugar can be out of balance. We've talked about that before on this show. When blood sugar gets out of balance, your adrenal glands don't work right, and your hormone production gets all out of whack. So that's a big one. You can form gallstones. That's a big one as well. Gaining weight, hair loss, dry skin. Those are common symptoms of people that have thyroid. They'll come in and be like, I need my thyroid checked. I'm gaining weight. I've gained 25 pounds in the last year. My hair's falling out in clumps, and my skin is dry and I'm cold. Those are really, pathognomonic type of symptoms that people associate with low thyroid function. But these other things, like elevated cholesterol and phase two liver detoxification being off, being anemic, that's another one that people don't really equate these, in a decreased production of stomach acid. I mean, there's just so many different things that can go wrong when thyroid hormones are low. And I think it's really important to know. Another one is that's huge, and this was a big chunk of shows. I forget how many shows we did on it, but is when thyroid function isn't right, fertility and infertility, infertility will rise, fertility problems, start to happen, and your entire reproductive system can become dysfunctional. Not to mention the immune system just taking a massive hit when your thyroid's not functioning well. I mean, there are tons, but you guys, if you're longtime listeners, you get it. If you're new to the show, go back and listen to some of the old shows, old podcasts, and you'll hear us talking this sort of stuff in other shows. So, if thyroid hormones are off, there's no possible way that you can be healthy. That's a fact. Cut and dried, you just can't be healthy. And we know that 90% of the population in the United States that have has hypothyroidism actually has autoimmune thyroid. They have a Hashimoto's disease. We've talked about that before. It's basically where your body's, you know, for lack of a better term, just completely destroying your own thyroid. You're on full on attack of your own thyroid. And, you know, it's during this that your body actually is able less and less to produce the hormone. I mean, you know, imagine your thyroid's functioning at 100% and then it starts getting attacked and then it's functioning at 90% and your body's crying, hey, I need more thyroid hormone. And so then you attack your thyroid even more and it's down to 50% production and your body's still crying for more thyroid. And then it keeps accelerating until eventually your thyroid's basically given up because you've attacked it and made it completely dysfunctional. That's a big problem. It can be slowed down significantly and possibly even, you know, there's some people that believe that it can be reversed. You can definitely slow it down and get rid of symptomatology of low thyroid. I mean, Aaron's a walking example of that, that it can be slowed down, reversed, and symptomatology can get better. I mean, I'm talking a lot, but this is the roller coaster that she was on for years.
Right. No, exactly. And I think that people need to know that there is hope out there and that it can, you know, it can get fixed and it can get turned around.
Right. So, like I said before, if your TSH is elevated, you know, this is basically your body crying and screaming that you need more thyroid hormone. It's not able to make enough on its own. So getting a little bit of help can be life-changing. It can give you some energy back and make you feel like, oh my gosh, I can actually function again. Holy cow. Now, you know, again, I'm not saying that every single person that has hypothyroidism needs a thyroid med. You know, if they've got symptoms of hypothyroidism, that's not always mean that you need a thyroid medication. I mean, there are different levels of thyroid dysfunction. We've talked about, you know, there are patterns of this stuff happening. There are stresses that happen that can cause this. I mean, we did a whole show on adrenal stress and how it can affect the thyroid, making you feel like you have hypothyroid symptoms and your thyroid's actually functioning just fine, but you have all these symptoms based on the fact that your adrenal glands aren't working. So, you know, if your body's not able to convert thyroid hormone from the inactive form of T4 into the active form of T3, you know, or you have problems with these receptors, or if your pituitary is not functioning the way it's supposed to be, these are all things that can, you know, maybe be helped without needing a medication. But we also may need a little bit for a crutch in the meantime. Right. When the issue isn't with the thyroid gland itself, it becomes not a problem with your thyroid to be able to manufacture the thyroid hormone. It's more of a, hey, what's going on to cause this issue? How can I go find the actual root of the problem and fix that? Right. That's how we can get around this. So, you know, there are a lot of people in the natural healthcare world that are just adamantly and vehemently opposed to using medications at any point in time. And I cannot express how I'm not a fan of that. I think it's kind of a foolish approach to this. And I think that because there are just easier ways to go about doing things. I mean,
this isn't going to be
a bad approach.
Generally, a long-term solution. It's not going to be, you know, there are times when it could be. There is absolutely nothing else that can be done. That generally isn't the case. And I think our whole role here is to make it clear that it should be used, if it's used at all, as a crutch. And we're also not talking here about, you know, any specific medication. We're going to do a whole separate show on trying to choose what medication is appropriate.
Right.
And, you know, so while we're talking about, you know, some sort of prescription for, you know, a thyroid medication, we're not necessarily talking about levothyroxine.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, that's the only one they think of.
It's the only one they know.
Right. And so, you know, that is rarely going to be even a crutch that's used. But
we know that people don't know it because I've thrown words out there rattling off names of thyroid meds, and we get questions of, what did you say that this was? I'm not sure. And I mean, I know what they're talking about, but that there are a lot of meds out there that are available for thyroid health, and people just don't even know that they exist.
Right. And I think bigger than that, you know, not just there are other thyroid medications. Like I said, we're going to go over that in a different show.
Right.
But that they're not across the board horrible, especially in the short term. You may need that to get you over the hump, but that should never be the end of the road.
Right.
You need to keep looking and find out what else is going on.
If your blood pressure is 250 over 100, you need a blood pressure medication like now. And then somebody needs to figure out, why is your blood pressure so stinking high?
Right.
And then fix that.
Right.
But you got to bring it down, because if you don't, you're going to have a stroke.
And that's why I think a clinic like ours is so important. And like I mentioned before, that is why, you know, we started this clinic in the first place, is that you shouldn't have to choose one or the other. You shouldn't have to choose going to a doctor and just getting a medication, or going to someone outside of conventional medicine and not having the option.
Right.
So, I mean, you have to be able to go to someone. It's just common sense that knows both sides of the fence and gives you what is going to be best for your body and is actually going to make you the healthiest.
Right. And having every person in the clinic understand that there are two sides of the fence, and being able to explain to you both sides of the fence.
Right.
I mean, if you go somewhere and they can't explain to you that, you know, how this medication or that medication works, that's an issue. Because
right.
You should be able to, your functional medicine practitioner should be able to do that. I mean, there's stuff out there that's taught. There are courses that teach you this sort of stuff.
Right.
I mean, if they're not able to do that, or they, you know,
they're not qualified to be giving you an opinion.
Yeah. They're talking circles around you and making you feel good, but then, you know, pumping you up and giving you excitement and hope, but then not really following through with like the actual physiology of what's truly going on. That's a problem.
Right. And we see it. Oh, we see it all the time. And our whole philosophy for, you know, healthcare in general is that we want to use whatever works the best and causes the least amount of harm.
Right.
Right. It's got to be that balance. You have to have that. And I mean, we've talked about this many times on the show. Usually it's not a prescription medication that fits the bill.
Right. Rarely.
It's just not.
But sometimes,
especially in the short term, that's what is needed. And if that's what's needed, well, it's a good thing we've got that option.
Right. And that's the beautiful thing. When you have the option to be able to do it, it's comforting. It's comforting as a clinician, because you can explain to your patients why this is important. Because patients come in and they're, you know, adamant, I don't want a medication. And then if we're able to sit down and explain to them, look, I understand that you don't want a medication, and I don't want you to have to be on a medication. I don't think that they're always necessary. But in this particular case, with what you have going on and what you're presenting with, this medication is going to be extremely important to give us the foundation, the stepping stones, for we can actually progress you forward in your health.
Right. It's a part of a larger strategy.
Yes. We agree. You've got to work on all of these other components. But to be able to work on all these other components, we have to deal with this big thing right now. And if we can get that under control, that allows us to do all of these other things.
Right.
And that's how we get a person well quickly.
Yes.
So, all right, we got to take another break. When we come back, we're actually going to dive into reasons why your thyroid medication may not be working. You're listening to Wellness 101. Today, we have been talking about thyroid medication, why it may be necessary, and now we're getting into, and we're going to talk about, you know, reasons why your thyroid medication may not be working. And we've talked on the show before when we talk about thyroid. You know, at the Institute of Natural Health, we will prescribe thyroid medications if necessary. It does happen from time to time. But we've also talked about how, you know, natural practitioners that, you know, may not have the ability to prescribe medications based on their practice limitations or whatever, they will tend to throw iodine at all thyroid problems. And so they're like, oh, thyroid's dysfunctional, you have an iodine deficiency. That's really not necessarily the case either, especially what we found in our practice is it's not always that either. Now, iodine's extremely important for the thyroid, do not get me wrong. I'm not saying that's not important, but super high doses of iodine aren't necessarily the answer either. So, you know, if we really get down to it, the ultimate effect, if you will, of hypothyroidism, whether you're dealing with an iodine deficiency or if you're dealing with autoimmunity, hypothyroidism, again, 90% of hypothyroidism is autoimmune hypothyroid. The ultimate effect is decreasing the amount of thyroid hormone available to the body. So conventionally, doctors, the conventional medicine approach is just replace the hormones with, for the most part, synthetic forms. The biggest thyroid prescription medication out there is levothyroxine or Synthroid. It's same exact thing, right? Very rarely are they using any kind of bioidentical or natural, rather, form of thyroid hormone. So when you look at that, when you've given someone that medication, on the surface, it seems like it's, you know, a common sense approach. Right.
Right. They don't have enough hormones, you give them
more. Give them more. That's exactly right. If you don't have enough, give them more. But it's really not that simple. So if we use a different example to explain this, it can sometimes come through a little easier. The conventional approach misses the boat because they ignore the underlying cause of the problem, right? They're not even getting down to what's really the issue.
Right, which is so often what we talk about with conventional medicine, but it's really clear when we're talking about the thyroid.
Right. So it's kind of like we've used this analogy on here before. It's kind of like taking Advil when you have a rock in your shoe, right? So you have a rock in a shoe. It causes a lot of pain. The Advil is a pain medication. It may get rid of the pain. It may, may
dull
only
it
dull
for
it.
A while. Yeah.
But ultimately, the only thing that you're going to do to make that better is to take the rock out of your shoe. The Advil is not really going to be the answer, right? The pain medication isn't the answer. So just take the pebble out. Take the rock out.
Right. And conventional medicine doesn't do that. They
not
just put a Band-Aid on it. They
right.
just give you the Advil and say, oh, you've got pain. Let's get rid of the pain. Instead of saying, wait, why do you have the pain? Oh, there's a rock in your shoe. Maybe we should actually remove it.
Right.
They don't even look.
No.
They're just like, oh, pain means pain medication.
Right.
And thyroid problem, hypothyroid symptoms, whatever it happens to be, means need a thyroid medication.
Right. If you have a plant growing in your house and the leaves are turning brown, what do? You don't paint the leaves green. That's not going to help. You water the soil, right? You put nutrients in the soil. And so that's what really matters. You change the environment. You help that plant be healthier from the inside out.
Right. And it makes so much sense in all these other contexts. But it's funny how we lose that when we're talking about our health. Because with all of the programming we get, what we hear from medical doctors in general and the, commercials that we see on TV, there's so many things coming at us that basically says, hey, this is what you need, pill for a problem,
right?
There's something that's out there that's going to fix it, but it's not fixing anything.
Right. It's the magic bullet approach to medicine. And, that may have been effective back in the early 1900s when, your leading causes of death were infection. An antibiotic is going to kill the infection. That's what you're trying to do. But we're dealing with very complex chronic diseases on multiple diseases at a time. Very rarely does a person just have one thing wrong. If you only have one thing wrong, it's because you broke your arm. It's the one thing that's wrong that you need fixed. If you're really getting into the metabolism and the metabolic system of a person that is, complaining of a chronic issue, they have multiple things going on, and one little thing isn't going to fix multiple things. You're going to have this much bigger approach to that.
Right. And it certainly makes sense why people hang on to that, because wouldn't that be great if it was that simple that, hey, you have this problem. Take a pill every day, or, you know, or use this cream or whatever it is, absolutely nothing bad will happen. Your life will just get better.
Right.
You know, your problem will just get fixed. I mean, of course, that would be wonderful, but it not only is that not what happens, but I mean, really, I think when you hear that, you realize, okay, that also doesn't make sense, right? I mean, it just doesn't.
No.
And I mean, it is, and so it's the approach for people who don't want to actually take responsibility and they want to just keep going on, you know, and they want to have this story to fall back on of why their life isn't going the way that they want, you know, why they aren't as healthy as they could be.
Right.
But for those of you out there who are like, no, I don't actually want to feel this way, there is a better way to do it.
Right. So another issue is with the whole autoimmune component that is with hypothyroidism, and your immune system dysregulates. Basically, when that happens, this is because of inflammation, and this chronic inflammatory response causes your body to attack itself, right? And it does so by using cytokines, and we've talked about this on other shows, so you can go back and check that information out. But when your immune system is attacking yourself in an autoimmune condition, that increases the inflammatory response and increases inflammation. So, you know, reasons why your thyroid medication isn't working. Number one, inflammation suppresses the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis. So we've talked about the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. That's the HPA axis. There's also an HPT axis, the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis. So if you increase the levels of tumor necrosis factor alpha, for instance, which is an inflammatory cytokine, you drop levels in the blood of TSH, T3, free, T4 free, and thyroid releasing hormone for 5 days from if you inject that one time. And that's what research shows. One little injection of this inflammatory thing affects the thyroid for 5 days. So think about that. For those of you out there who have an autoimmune condition, we've got chronic inflammation going on, and you want things to be fixed overnight. For every day that you've had, I'm going to take it from one injection to a whole day. For every day you've had the issue, it's going to take 5 days to get the inflammation to go away. And it's not until we get the inflammation to go away that we're actually going to be able to turn this boat around and help you heal and repair. This is a long process. It's not an overnight fix, right? That's just how it is. So that's a big, big thing is, you know, inflammation suppressing this hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis, right? It's extremely important. Thyroid medication can help. Thyroid medication increases the levels of T4, but it doesn't affect the other things that go on when you suppress the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid or the HPT axis, right? So the med may not be, you may be taking the medication, but it's not working. This is one of the reasons why your thyroid medication may not be working. Right there, inflammation, you're not able to fix or turn that ship around, right? It's very, very important to understand if you're inflamed and making sure that you run appropriate testing to find out, am I inflamed, right? This isn't just just look at someone and find out if they're inflamed. It doesn't work like that. You've got to look at all kinds of inflammatory markers and figure out what in the world is going on inside your system so we can best address that, right? Number two is the inflammation decreases the number and the sensitivity of your thyroid hormone receptors. We've talked about this as well, the thyroid receptors. So these are the things on your cells that actually are, you know, your thyroid hormone binds to exert the metabolic effects on that cell. You can have problems with this as well. And we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the sensitivity of these thyroid hormone receptors and how inflammation can decrease the number and sensitivity of these receptors. You're listening to Wellness 101. We have been talking about thyroid medications today. Pros and kind of cons of thyroid medications. And we've been talking, the last segment we were talking about reasons why thyroid medication may not be working. And when we, right before the break, I said that, you know, this can be due to thyroid hormone receptor issues. If we don't have enough of them or they're not sensitive enough, we can have an issue. So if your body is stopping making receptors or is not making them, or they're not sensitive to the thyroid hormone itself, it literally doesn't matter how much thyroid medication. Today, we have been talking about thyroid medication, why it may be necessary, and now we're getting into, and we're going to talk about, you know, reasons why your thyroid medication may not be working. And we've talked on the show before when we talk about thyroid, you know, at the Institute of Natural Health, we will prescribe thyroid medications if necessary. It does happen from time to time. But we've also talked about how, you know, natural practitioners that, you know, may not have the ability to prescribe medications based on their practice limitations or whatever, they will tend to throw iodine at all thyroid problems. And so they're like, oh, thyroid's dysfunctional, you have an iodine deficiency. That's really not necessarily the case either, especially what we found in our practice is it's not always that either. Now, iodine's extremely important for the thyroid, do not get me wrong. I'm not saying that's not important, but super high doses of iodine aren't necessarily the answer either. So, you know, the if we really get down to it, the ultimate effect, if you will, of hypothyroidism, whether you're dealing with an iodine deficiency or if you're dealing with autoimmunity, hypothyroidism, again, 90% of hypothyroidism is autoimmune hypothyroid. The ultimate effect is decreasing the amount of thyroid hormone available to the body. So conventionally, doctors, the conventional medicine approach is just replace the hormones with, for the most part, synthetic forms. The biggest thyroid prescription medication out there is levothyroxine or Synthroid. It's same exact thing, right? Very rarely are they using any kind of bioidentical or natural, rather, form of thyroid hormone. So when you look at that, when you've given someone that medication, On the surface, it seems like it's, you know, a common sense approach, right?
They don't have enough hormones. You give them more.
That's exactly right. If you don't have enough, give them more. But it's really not that simple. So if we use a different example to explain this, it can sometimes come through a little easier. Conventional medicine the conventional approach misses the boat because they ignore the underlying cause of the problem, right? They're not even getting down to what's really the issue.
Right, which is so often what we talk about with conventional medicine, but it's really clear when we're talking about the thyroid.
Right. So it's kind of like we've used this analogy on here before. It's kind of like taking Advil when you have a rock in your shoe, right? So you have a rock in a shoe. It causes a lot of pain. The Advil is a pain medication. It may get rid of the pain. It may, may
dull
only
it
dull
for
it
a while. Yeah.
But ultimately, the only thing that you're going to do to make that better is to take the rock out of your shoe. The Advil is not really going to be the answer, right? The pain medication isn't the answer. So just take the pebble out. Take the rock out.
Right. And conventional medicine doesn't do that. They
not
just put a Band-Aid on it. They
right.
just give you the Advil and say, oh, you've got pain. Let's get rid of the pain. Instead of saying, wait, why do you have the pain? Oh, there's a rock in your shoe. Maybe we should actually remove it.
Right.
They don't even look.
No.
They're just like, oh, pain means pain medication.
Right.
And thyroid problem, hypothyroid symptoms, whatever it happens to be, means need a thyroid medication.
Right. If you have a plant growing in your house and the leaves are turning brown, what do? You don't paint the leaves green. That's not going to help. You water the soil, right? You put nutrients in the soil. And so that's what really matters. You change the environment, you help that plant be healthier from the inside out.
Right, and it makes so much sense in all these other contexts, but it's funny how we lose that when we're talking about our health. Because with all of the programming we get, what we hear from medical doctors in general and the, commercials that we see on TV, there's so many things coming at us that basically says, hey, this is what you need, pill for a problem, right? There's something that's out there that's going to fix it, but it's not fixing anything.
Right. It's the magic bullet approach to to medicine. And, you know, that may have been effective back in the early 1900s when, you know, your leading causes of death were infection. An antibiotic is going to kill the infection. That's what you're trying to do. But we're dealing with very complex chronic diseases on multiple diseases at a time. Very rarely does a person just have one thing wrong. If you only have one thing wrong, it's because you broke your arm. It's the one thing that's wrong that you need fixed. If you're really getting into the metabolism and the metabolic system of a person that is, you know, complaining of a chronic issue, they have multiple things going on, and one little thing isn't going to fix multiple things. You're going to have this much bigger approach to that.
Right. And it certainly makes sense why people hang on to that, because wouldn't that be great if it was that simple that, like, you know, hey, you have this problem. Take a pill every day, or, you know, or use this cream or whatever it is. Absolutely nothing bad will happen. Your life will just get better.
Right.
You know, your problem will just get fixed. I mean, of course, that would be wonderful. But it not only is that not what happens, but I mean, really, I think when you hear that, you realize, OK, that also doesn't make sense.
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't.
No.
And I mean, it is, and so it's the approach for people who don't want to actually take responsibility, and they want to just keep going on, you know, and they want to have this story to fall back on of why their life isn't going the way that they want, you know, why they aren't as healthy as they could be.
Right.
But for those of you out there who are like, no, I don't actually want to feel this way, there is a better way to do it.
Right. So another issue is with the whole autoimmune component that is with hypothyroidism, and your immune system dysregulates. Basically, when that happens, this is because of inflammation, and this chronic inflammatory response causes your body to attack itself, right? And it does so by using cytokines, and we've talked about this on other shows, so you can go back and check that information out. But when your immune system is attacking yourself in an autoimmune condition, that increases the inflammatory response and increases inflammation. So, you know, reasons why your thyroid medication isn't working. Number one, inflammation suppresses the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis. So we've talked about the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. That's the HPA axis. There's also an HPT axis, the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis. So if you increase the levels of tumor necrosis factor alpha, for instance, which is an inflammatory cytokine, you drop levels in the blood of TSH, T3 free, T4 free, and thyroid releasing hormone for 5 days from if you inject that one time, and that's what research shows. One little injection of this inflammatory thing affects the thyroid for 5 days. So think about that. For those of you out there who have an autoimmune condition, we've got chronic inflammation going on, and you want things to be fixed overnight. For every day that you've had, I'm going to take it from one injection to a whole day. For every day you've had the issue, it's going to take 5 days to get the inflammation to go away. And it's not until we get the inflammation to go away that we're actually going to be able to turn this boat around and help you heal and repair. This is a long process. It's not an overnight fix, right? That's just how it is. So that's a big, big thing is, you know, inflammation suppressing this hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis, right? It's extremely important. Thyroid medication can help. Thyroid medication increases the levels of T4, but it doesn't affect the other things that go on when you suppress the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid or the HPT axis, right? So the med may not be, you may be taking the medication, but it's not working. This is one of the reasons why your thyroid medication may not be working. Right there, inflammation, you're not able to fix or turn that ship around, right? Very, very important to understand if you're inflamed and making sure that you run appropriate testing to find out, am I inflamed, right? This isn't just just look at someone and find out if they're inflamed. It doesn't work like that. You've got to look at all kinds of inflammatory markers and figure out what in the world is going on inside your system so we can best address that, right? Number two is the inflammation decreases the number and the sensitivity of your thyroid hormone receptors. We've talked about this as well, the thyroid receptors. So these are the things on your cells that actually are you know, your thyroid hormone binds to exert the metabolic effects on that cell. You can have problems with this as well. And we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the sensitivity of these thyroid hormone receptors and how inflammation can decrease the number and sensitivity of these receptors. You're listening to Wellness 101. We have been talking about thyroid medications today. Pros and kind of cons of thyroid medications. And we've been talking, the last segment, we were talking about reasons why thyroid medication may not be working. And when we, right before the break, I said that, you know, this can be due to thyroid hormone receptor issues. If we don't have enough of them or they're not sensitive enough, we can have an issue. So if your body is stopping making receptors or is not making them, or they're not sensitive to the thyroid hormone itself, it literally doesn't matter how much thyroid medication you take. The meds aren't going to be effective because the cells won't be able to actually use it. You could take your entire bottle of thyroid meds and it's not going to do you a bit of good because your body can't actually use it because it can't bind to anything to get in. It's like, you know, your garage door opener is programmed to the wrong frequency. It doesn't matter how many times you touch it, you're not going to open the garage door, right? That's what's going on. And that garage door is the key. That's the receptor to allow you to get into the garage and park your vehicle and then close the garage door and be safe and sound inside your garage and do your thing. No, it's like your battery's dead in your garage door opener. And so you're not going to function properly at all. So that's a very, very big deal. Another reason is that inflammation can decrease the conversion of T4 into T3. So the body has to be able to convert thyroid hormone into its active component, which is T3, right? That's the only way that it can be used. So a lot of your prescription medications out there are synthetic versions of T4. You know, if you're taking, you know, Synthroid or Levoxyl or Unithroid or whatever it is that's out there, and some of those you may have never even heard of before, if you give that to someone that's inflamed, it's not going to work because they can't actually convert it from T4 into T3. So makes no difference.
Right. And that's something that, you know, not based on inflammation, but based on, you know, just things that were going on in my own body, that was my issue. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, when I did try levothyroxine, it was horrible.
Right.
It didn't do me any good.
And what was going on? We had gut dysfunction, right? We had you know, celiac issues. We had an autoimmune thing. We had inflammation. I mean, there's a lot of things that Aaron had going on that they didn't even look at. No one was paying attention to until
right.
She figured out there's a different way.
Right. And so if you can't convert it, and they just kept increasing the amount of medication that I was taking. And we could have continued to go up that hill. I mean, I could have continued to increase. It was never going to make a difference because it wasn't an issue. I mean, well, and I say that, and your numbers will go down. I mean, it will, you know, I mean, you give yourself enough T4, then, you know, your TSH will go down.
Right.
It'll, you know, you won't have to, you know, your thyroid stimulating hormone number will go down, and that's all, you know, conventional medical doctors are looking at anyway, right?
Right.
But it felt horrible. I mean, it was an awful feeling because I was jittery. Plus, I had brain fog and I was, you know, and tired at the same time. Like, it was an awful feeling. And so, plus gaining weight. I mean, we've talked about that before. There are so many things that can go wrong when you're taking any sort of medication that you don't actually need.
Right. Right. Yeah. Let's hear. Oh, you don't have this going on. Let's give you this medication.
Right.
I mean, or, what in the world?
That doesn't work. So let's increase it.
Yeah.
Let's increase it. Let's right. increase it. And right. it's like, it's at what point, you know, and the doctors never listened to me when I was saying, I don't feel good on this. Well, we haven't gotten it down low enough.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I feel a ton, like all the things that you say are going to be getting better are actually getting worse. And it takes a long time to even realize that that's happening. And
right.
that's what's so hard is it, you know, it was months and months down the line when I was like, God, I just feel horrible. And it wasn't actually till I got off of it that I thought,
right.
okay, it really was the thyroid medication.
Right. For all of you old car guys out there listening, this is like, you know, stepping on the gas on a carbureted engine. This is like stepping on the gas to, you know, to get the engine to start, and then it didn't start. And so you just keep pumping that gas. The car's not going to start. Truck's not going to start. You've just flooded it, and then you got to wait. So the same thing happens with these medications in someone who can't convert this stuff. If you can't do it, this more and more isn't going to help. So when you don't convert, that's where people may do better with a natural form of medication. You know, this is where, you know, things like Armour Thyroid or Nature Throid can be much more beneficial because you're getting both T4 and T3 in the medication. So it can help your body actually function the way it's supposed to. I mean, you know, inflammation messes up thyroid metabolism. It just does. But there are a lot of other examples. I think these three are solid enough for you to get a grasp on, to understand, hey, you know what? There may be something else going on or why this medication isn't working for me. There's a lot of ways out there that you can help. You just kind of got to know. So just to review a little bit for this show, I mean, we've given you the heavy hitting information. So now let's talk about, you know, review for a little bit, because this is a pretty intense topic and a pretty intense subject. So inflammation causes the hypothalamus pituitary axis to be disrupted, right? It decreases the function of the thyroid hormone receptors, and it can decrease the conversion of T4 into T3. Right. So with that, with knowing that, thyroid medication increases levels of thyroid hormone in the blood. That's the only place that it increases them is in the blood. Right. And when people are typically taking thyroid meds, they're only taking T4. Things like levothyroxine or Synthroid, that's typically just that is just T4. And that's typically what people are taking. So no matter how much we take, it's not going to restore the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis. It's not going to improve the function of the receptors, and it's not going to increase your body's ability to convert from T4 into T3. So we're fighting against ourselves. We're spitting in the wind because it's just not really helping. The only way to actually address the issue is to figure out what is actually going on in your body, what's causing your immune system to be dysregulated, and then figuring that out and then decreasing that so we can decrease that level of inflammation. Unfortunately, no one does this in conventional medicine. No one even bothers. And even in alternative fields and, you know, functional medicine, they're not doing this. I don't know if it's lack of understanding, if it's lack of training, but we see that it just gets missed time and time and time again.
It does frequently. And there are other, you know, there are certainly other doctors that are, you know, equipped to handle this.
Sure.
It's not, I mean, we're certainly
not just us
claiming we're the only ones, but it.
And I know it's true because I talked to some of my colleagues out there that do this, you know, in other places in the country.
And they're as frustrated as you are.
Yeah. They're like, golly, put me on your show, TJ. I'll tell you something. And, you know, it's true. We all share similar stories and similar frustrations for those of us that are doing it.
So do the patients who come to each of these,
yep,
you know, doctors.
Their patients, my patients, they all have the same complaints. So, you know, we talked a lot about medications today, and, you know, I just want to let you know that, you know, thyroid medication isn't always necessary and it isn't always useful, but it can be a very important piece of the puzzle for someone to return to wellness if we've got thyroid dysfunction going on, especially if we're dealing with Hashimoto's. We've got to figure out what's going on, especially if we're dealing with someone that has an extremely elevated level of TSH.
Right. And I want to throw that out there, too, because, I mean, we've talked about, and we're going to do a whole show on how to choose a medication, but I take Natrathroid every day, and yep. I have to. And I, for having Hashimoto's, I mean, so it's not that we're completely against medication. You need to make sure you have the right medication, and there's got to be a plan to figure out what else is going on. So you're taking as little bit as possible and hopefully getting off of it in the long term.
But it's one piece of the puzzle. That's it. It's one piece of the puzzle. And all by itself, it's not going to be what you need.
Right.
Everything around it has to be looked at, helped, treated, fixed, worked on. You just need the help, all right? So that's about all the time that we have for today's show. I hope you've enjoyed it. Again, we've had a good time presenting this information. I always like it when I can, you know, teach more. It's just a lot of fun. So if you want more information about us, you can visit our website, theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com. You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram. You can call us 314-293-8123. If you have questions or comments, email us, you know, do whatever you can. We're here to help. For Aaron, I'm Dr. TJ. This has been Wellness 101. Thanks for listening. We have been talking about thyroid medications today, pros and kind of cons of thyroid medications. And we've been talking, the last segment, we were talking about reasons why thyroid medication may not be working. And when we, right before the break, I said that, you know, this can be due to thyroid hormone receptor issues. If we don't have enough of them or they're not sensitive enough, we can have an issue. So if your body is stopping making receptors or is not making them, or they're not sensitive to the thyroid hormone itself, it literally doesn't matter how much thyroid medication you take. The meds aren't going to be effective because the cells won't be able to actually use it. You could take your entire bottle of thyroid meds and it's not going to do you a bit of good because your body can't actually use it because it can't bind to anything to get in. It's like, you know, your garage door opener is programmed to the wrong frequency. It doesn't matter how many times you touch it, you're not going to open the garage door. Right? That's what's going on. And that garage door is the key. That's the receptor to allow you to get into the garage and park your vehicle and then close the garage door and be safe and sound inside your garage and do your thing. No, it's like your battery's dead in your garage door opener. And so you're not going to function properly at all. So that's a very, very big deal. Another reason is that inflammation can decrease the conversion of T4 into T3. So the body has to be able to convert thyroid hormone into its active component, which is T3, right? That's the only way that it can be used. So a lot of your prescription medications out there are synthetic versions of T4. You know, if you're taking, you know, Synthroid or Levoxyl or Unithroid or whatever it is that's out there, and some of those you may have never even heard of before, if you give that to someone that's inflamed, it's not going to work because they can't actually convert it from T4 into T3. So makes no difference.
Right. And that's something that, you know, not based on inflammation, but based on, you know, just things that were going on in my own body, that was my issue. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, when I did try levothyroxine, it was horrible.
Right.
It didn't do me any good.
And what was going on? We had gut dysfunction, right? We had you know, celiac issues. We had an autoimmune thing. We had inflammation. I mean, there's a lot of things that Aaron had going on that they didn't even look at. No one was paying attention to until
right.
she figured out there's a different way.
Right. And so if you can't convert it, and they just kept increasing the amount of medication that I was taking. And I could have, I mean, we could have continued to go up that hill. I mean, I could have continued to increase. It was never going to make a difference because it wasn't an issue. I mean, well, and I say that, and your numbers will go down. I mean, it will, you know, I mean, you give yourself enough T4, then, you know, your TSH will go down.
Right.
It'll, you know, you won't have to, you know, your thyroid stimulating hormone number will go down. And that's all, you know, conventional medical doctors are looking at anyway. Right.
Right.
But it felt horrible. I mean, it was an awful feeling because I was jittery. Plus, I had brain fog and I was, you know, and tired at the same time. Like, it was just, it was an awful feeling. And so, plus gaining weight. I mean, we've talked about that before. There are so many things that can go wrong when you're being, when you're taking any sort of medication that you don't actually need.
Right. Right. Yeah. Let's hear. Oh, you don't have this going on. Let's give you this medication.
Right.
I mean, or what in the world?
That doesn't work. So let's increase it.
Yeah.
Let's increase it. Let's right. increase it. And right. it's like, it's at what point, you know, and the doctors never listened to me when I was saying, I don't feel good on this. Well, we haven't gotten it down low enough.
And yeah.
I'm like, but I feel a ton. Like, all the things that you say are going to be getting better are actually getting worse. And it takes a long time to even realize that that's happening. And
right.
that's what's so hard is it, you know, it was months and months down the line when I was like, God, I just feel horrible. And it wasn't actually till I got off of it that I thought,
right.
Okay, it really was the thyroid medication.
Right. For all of you old car guys out there listening, this is like, you know, stepping on the gas on a carbureted engine. This is like stepping on the gas to, you know, to get the engine to start, and then it didn't start. And so you just keep pumping that gas and pumping that gas. The car's not going to start. Truck's not going to start. You've just flooded it, and then you got to wait. So the same thing happens with these medications in someone who can't convert this stuff. If you can't do it, this more and more isn't going to help. So when you don't convert, that's where people may do better with a natural form of medication. You know, this is where, you know, things like Armour Thyroid or Nature Throid can be much more beneficial because you're getting both T4 and T3 in the medication. So it can help your body actually function the way it's supposed to. I mean, you know, inflammation messes up thyroid metabolism. It just does. But and there are a lot of other examples. I think these three are solid enough for you to get a grasp on, to understand, hey, you know what? There may be something else going on, why this medication isn't working for me. You know, there's a lot of ways out there that we can help. You just kind of got to know. So just to review a little bit for this show, I mean, we've given you the heavy hitting information. So now let's talk about, you know, review for a little bit, because this is a pretty intense topic and a pretty intense subject. So inflammation causes the hypothalamus pituitary axis to be disrupted, right? It decreases the function of the thyroid hormone receptors, and it can decrease the conversion of T4 into T3. Right. So with that, with knowing that, thyroid medication increases levels of thyroid hormone in the blood. That's the only place that it increases them is in the blood. Right. And when people are typically taking thyroid meds, they're only taking T4. Things like levothyroxine or Synthroid, that's typically just that is just T4. And that's typically what people are taking. So no matter how much we take, it's not going to restore the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis. It's not going to improve the function of the receptors, and it's not going to increase your body's ability to convert from T4 into T3. So we're fighting against ourselves. We're spitting in the wind because it's just not really helping. The only way to actually address the issue is to figure out what is actually going on in your body, what's causing your immune system to be dysregulated, and then figuring that out and then decreasing that so we can decrease that level of inflammation. Unfortunately, no one does this in conventional medicine. No one even bothers. And even in alternative fields and, you know, functional medicine, they're not doing this. I don't know if it's lack of understanding, if it's lack of training, but we see that it just gets missed time and time and time again.
It does frequently. And there are other, you know, there are certainly other doctors that are, you know, equipped to handle this.
Sure.
It's not, I mean, we're certainly
not, just
not
us.
Claiming we're the only ones, but it.
And I know it's true because I talked to some of my colleagues out there that do this, you know, in other places in the country.
And they're as frustrated as you are.
Yeah. They're like, golly, put me on your show, TJ. I'll tell you something. And, you know.
Yeah.
that's it's true. We all share similar stories and similar frustrations for those of us that are doing it.
So do the patients who come to each of these, doctors.
Their patients, my patients, they all have the same complaints. So, we talked a lot about medications today, and I just want to let you know that thyroid medication isn't always necessary and it isn't always useful, but it can be a very important piece of the puzzle for someone to return to wellness if we've got thyroid dysfunction going on, especially if we're dealing with Hashimoto's. We've got to figure out what's going on, especially if we're dealing with someone that has an extremely elevated level of TSH.
Right. And I want to throw that out there, too, because, we've talked about, and we're going to do a whole show on how to choose a medication, but I take Natrathroid every day, and yep. I have to. And for having Hashimoto's, so it's not that we're completely against medication. You need to make sure you have the right medication, and there's got to be a plan to figure out what else is going on so you're taking as little bit as possible and hopefully getting off of it in the long term.
But it's one piece of the puzzle. That's it. It's one piece of the puzzle. And all by itself, it's not going to be what you need.
Right.
Everything around it has to be looked at, helped, treated, fixed, worked on. You just need the help. All right. So that's about all the time that we have for today's show. I hope you've enjoyed it. Again, we've had a good time presenting this information. I always like it when I can, teach more. It's just a lot of fun. So if you want more information about us, you can visit our website, theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com. You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram. You can call us 314-293-8123. If you have questions or comments, email us, do whatever you can. We're here to help. For Aaron, I'm Dr. TJ. This has been Wellness 101. Thanks for listening.